I'm frequently asked, how does cytokine release syndrome affect end organs? Cytokine release syndrome is this inflammatory condition that leads to fever, hypotension, and in severe cases, hypoxia. And the severe hypotension can be such that patients require pressors in addition to massive IV fluid administration. These are the most common aspects of this. Sometimes it can also involve CNS toxicity, where the patient develops altered mental status, and thus it's critically important where these patients are being evaluated that they are evaluated frequently for mental status changes. Sometimes these can be very subtle, where the patient just isn't thinking properly, and this can lead to a recognition often by the caregiver that something is not right. So the family member will come in and see the patient and say they're not thinking properly. So those patients may require a lumbar puncture as well, after CT scan or MRI of the brain to make sure there's nothing else going on. We don't know a lot about this, but we do know that it can be easily treated if recognized early with high-dose steroids. After tocilizumab treatment. The thing that's interesting about CNS toxicity is tocilizumab is an antibody and doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. And so because of that, we sometimes have to think of other strategies, such as using siltuximab. Siltuximab actually physically binds IL-6 and keeps it from hopefully crossing into the brain, or anakinra, which is the interleukin-1 receptor antagonist, which has also been shown to have some benefit for CNS toxicity that's not responding well to steroids. Hopefully, with early treatment, we don't need to have all these aggressive interventions, and that with early intervention with tocilizumab and steroids, we can prevent these toxicities. I'm frequently asked, will the treatment for CRS negatively impact on the CAR T cells? And we have found no evidence to that effect so far. Initially, people were concerned that steroids would make the lymphocytes go away because CAR T cells are T cell lymphocytes, but that does not seem to be the case. It seems very hard to kill these things off. And so steroids are not something to be withheld if patient is developing rapidly progressive CRS. The initial treatment still remains tocilizumab, and that appears to have no impact. People are studying whether or not it can be given prophylactically even before the T cells go in. We don't know enough about that yet.